Well, I'm here to preach it. And children, do not get on my nerves. Now, when they're adults and they're acting like that, yes, that is a little aggravating. And don't act like some of us adults don't act like that at some times, because we do. Let's keep it real. But anyhow, let's go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 36 through 39. And I want to tell you today that, you know what, sometimes things come upon us and we may feel like they are, you know, sometimes, Miss Deborah, I'm sitting there and I feel like, man, I feel depression coming on me or something. Something's just making me feel down, or something's making me feel agitated, or something's making me feel inadequate. Something's making me feel some type of way. And what I've come to realize is a lot of times that is spiritual warfare. And I'm going to tell you, there are times that God will just fight that battle and He'll help you with it every step of the way. There's other times where God's going to say, now this right here is a pivotal moment in so-and-so's life, and I'm going to help them fight the battle, but I'm going to require them to step out in faith and to go on and move mountains so they know that they can do that. In the book of Genesis, God said, now you have dominion. And there's so many Christians that don't realize that they have the authority, that they have the dominion, and we're walking around here and we're defeated and we're upset and we're inadequate when we don't have to be. God's God, and He told His children to have dominion. Now I'm challenging each one of you, have that dominion over your life. Have that dominion over your family. I'm asking each and every single person under the sound of my voice, don't sit up in this church for 20, 30, 40 years and go blow your family out. I'm telling you to get a hold of yourself and love God and love Him with a passion. Love Him with all that you got, because you know what? God can bless that. Give God something that He can bless. Now, if this is getting a little too real up in here, this won't be the church for you, because I will speak truth. If there's nobody sitting up in here, truth will be spoken every single Sunday night, every single Sunday morning, every Wednesday night. I'm not somebody that's going to dance around any sin. Now, I'm also not somebody that's going to just peach on the favorite sin that you've got going on. If it's something that God says, now, this is time to preach this, Miss Deborah, it's going to be preached about. I'm not going to sit here and worry about who's doing A, B, or C. We're just throwing it out there. Okay? Now, in verse 36, it says, a man's enemies will be the member of his own household. We're talking about the last days. There's a lot of crazy things going on. I want you to sober up. I want you to understand there's a devil trying to steal, trying to kill, and trying to destroy everything that you are, everything that you have, everything that you'll ever be. He's after it. One of the goals of this church from the very beginning in 1987 was to challenge people, was to teach people how to live and not die. I'm not just talking about in the physical realm. I'm talking about, you know what, getting that numbness off of your soul and being able to feel the living God. Because, see, He's here to let you feel Him and to get you to praise Him so He can inhabit that praise. Amen. And a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Each one of us, there is a cross to take up. Every person. I was praying a couple days ago, and I said, now, God, what do you want to say to me? And He said, well, Kelly, let's get one thing straight right now. I like things straightened out. He said, you tell every member of your congregation don't hold you on a pedestal. Don't hold Jeremy on a pedestal. We don't belong there. I'm going to tell each and every one of you that I'm one of you. He's one of you. You don't think that we fight things in our mind? We do, Miss Kay. We do every day. The only thing that we are, Angel, is the two people that God said, y'all stand in the front. That's what a pastor is. They'd give their life for any person in their congregation, but they're out there on the battlefield and they're the first ones to get hit when everything goes all to heck. And I'm here to tell you that I'm at the front of the line, but I want each and every one of you to know when I look in the back, you better be behind me. Amen. Amen. That's what it takes. That is what it takes. I've been in the ministry for 34 years. There's been a lot of things that I've saw. There's been things that I've seen that didn't work. And there's been things that I saw that worked. Jody, we're in it to win it. We're winning up here at Paris Christian Center. And we ain't taking no for an answer. The violent, they take it, and they take it by force. Brother Larry, we're snatching the souls out of hell that the devil wants to keep there. They're coming out. The backslider, very many years ago, an old woman that used to come to our church, bless her soul, in heaven, I think, Miss Parsons, she said, I seen them coming out the door, coming in the door. But first, I seen them coming in. 20, 30 years later, people's coming in. They don't even know why they're sitting up in here. God's bringing them in. You know what? This is the last day. I'm telling each one of you to man up. I'm telling each one of you to woman up. And I'm not apologizing for it. I'm not going to go out and just offend you on purpose. But if the word of God that's coming out of my mouth, if it offends you, I want you to get on your knees. And I want you to begin to pray. Because there's something wrong inside of you that God wants to fix. Amen. Because the Word of God, Sonia says, the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. What will it do? It'll pierce through all the junk that you got in your life that you're putting before God. It's going to cut through all of that. I'm in it to win it. Sister, are you in this to win it? Amen. So you know what it's like for the devil to try to get you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. God has preserved you for a purpose and for a calling, and the time is right now. Y'all looking at me like I got three eyeballs. Well, welcome to Paris Christian Center. That's all I know to tell you. And anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. And whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake, they're going to find it. I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm not somebody, Sonia, that's going to sit here and that's going to lie to your face. Following Jesus is going to take every sacrifice that you got in you. It's going to take you being uncomfortable. It's going to take you pressing in and saying, God, I'm not mad at you. God, I'm not blaming you. God, I'm not turning my back on you. God, I love you. When everybody else looks like they're leaving you, God, I'm with you. Amen. See, if you're trying to save your life, if you're trying to keep it all in and you... Life ain't like that. Crystal, life has a very bad habit of getting very real. Very quickly. You're strolling along in your life and you think all is fine and dandy. Bam. Happens that quick. You ever notice that? I almost cringe to sit down and think stuff is going good. Because I'm like, oh. Mama Brenda's going, oh God. She'll tell it like it is. Do you ever feel that way? You're sitting here going, what's about to happen next? Because things are looking like they're going right. I mean, let's tell it like it is. But if you're in here and you're trying to save your life, if you're trying to get all your little marbles all, they're going to slip through your hands. The only thing that we can do is give everything that we are to God. God wants the bad parts of us. God wants the parts of us that ain't holy all the time. God wants each part. Now, Mama Brenda, that little boy, he may want to play in the nursery. And these kids, they are not bothering me. Okay? But I want everybody to be in comfortable in here. And I want these mamas that come in here by themselves to be able to hear God's Word. Amen? Now, so whoever loses his life for my sake, they're going to find it. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to look at verses 3 through 6. And it says, "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does." If there's a part of you that's thinking you can handle things the way that the world handles them, I need you to get a hold of yourself. You can't handle things the way that the world wants to handle them. You don't think we feel like bopping somebody? Yes, we do. You don't think I ever feel like giving somebody a piece of my mind? Yes, I do. God's instructed me I need to keep all them pieces because, I mean, they got to last. Don't be giving somebody a piece of your mind because, see, that's one piece that's going to be missing. Let that sink in. You don't have the luxury, you cannot afford to act and handle life the way that the world is handling it. Because if you do, there is no distinction between you and the sinner that you're trying to save. There's got to be the distinction. There's got to be that line drawn in the sand where God says, that one's mine, and I'm using that one to save this one. Amen? "For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world." See, God didn't say that you couldn't fight. He didn't say that you wouldn't have to fight. He didn't say that you wouldn't have trials and tribulation. Cindy, He didn't say that life sometimes would not be a battle. But He said the weapons that you're used to using, they're not the weapons that you should be using. "We fight with are not a weapons of the world, and on the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds." Now, I got a question in here for all of God's kids today. How many of you, by showing of your hand, there are some strongholds either connected to you in a way that really hurts you, that can get you? Is there strongholds connected to you or in your life? Do you got a stronghold and you're sitting there thinking, that's got to be broken? Whether it's in your mind, whether it's somebody that you love very dearly, and every time there's something going wrong with them, it's affecting you. See, it's called a stronghold. The strongholds need to be demolished. They won't be when we handle life as the world handles life. We've come too far for that. You've come too far for that. We can't handle life the way that we used to. Because if you do, you're going to keep getting that same result that you used to. You want a different result? Back up a little bit. God's going to give you His weapons. He'll equip you for every battle. You just got to know how to fight. There's a godly fight that God says, okay, now, child, this is a battle that I'm going to help you to get through. When you get through it, you're going to have the biggest sense of who I am. "The weapons that we fight with are not the weapons of the world, and on the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. Y'all ever heard of a setup? I ain't looking at that row. I'm talking to everybody else. You ever feel like you've been set up for something? These things that go on in our life, Mama Kay, they set themselves up against God. That's what we just read. Let's read it again just in case y'all need to hear it again. And it says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. There are things that want to come against the knowledge of God that's in your life. Why? Well, the devil don't want you having that breakthrough that you've been praying for years. The devil don't want that peace of God that passes all understanding. He don't want that up in there. But see, God says it's time. It's time for that. But you got to know how to fight. You got to know how to fight because, Donnie, God's in it for you to win it. Win it. Like Charlie Sheen when he had his mental breakdown. Winning. Every response that he had to every single thing was winning. That needs to be your response every day. Devil, I'm winning. Even when you catch me on an off day, I'm still winning. Let me tell you something. I've had such a restraining thing on my life for the past almost 2 years. Kayla, there's something that God's done inside of me that just literally makes me hold my peace. I've never had that. There's something, Heather, that when I just want to lose it, when I want to just feel like everything's going down, there's something inside of me that's saying, look here, you're winning. You stand. You stop letting those thoughts come in that want to tell you that you're not winning, because you're winning. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought. Every thought. I think a lot of thoughts. Sometimes they scare me. Just going to keep it real with you. Women are thinkers. We think a lot. We overthink a lot. You with me, women? My response to any scenario, I don't care what it is hold on just a second. Let me overthink that. Because I'm going to. I'm going to overthink it. And then when I'm done overthinking, I'm going to analyze it. And that's when I got to go see Jeremy. Because boy, by the time I get done diagnosing what I think the real issue is, we got something that I don't even know how we got that from the problem that was in the very beginning of the thought. Amen. You feel me? So we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, and we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. We've come a long way. All of us. Look at where God's taken you out of. Look at every time that He was right there. There have been times in my life where I was just so far down that, Angel, minute by minute, I just had to hold on to the grace of God. Sometimes in the middle of a battle, and see, if you're going through a battle this morning, you're going to relate to what I'm telling you right now. I've been in battles, Miss Brenda, and they were like a wave. One minute I was fine, but then the next minute it was just like a wave of that grief, a wave of the struggle, a wave of the sadness, a wave of the anger. And in that moment, Cindy, what I've had to do is what I stand up here and preach. And I've had to get on my knees and I've had to grunt and say, God, I need you like I've never needed you before. God, I praise you in the valley. God, I know it ain't all about the mountain. And God, your child is here in the valley. And God, right here in this valley, I lift you up. I'm not lifting up the problem. I'm not lifting up the person that's doing this or the person that's doing that. I'm not lifting up the illness, God, that looks like it's going to do me in. But God, I'm lifting you up. And right here in this valley, God, I know that you're meeting me right up in this place. See, you got to take every thought captive, because your thoughts, they want to go willy-nilly with you. They want to take you to places that you can't get out of. See, when I had my first child, I got into postpartum depression so bad that it took me a few years to get out of that. When I had my second child, I felt it coming on me again. And I said, in the name of Jesus, Spirit, you gotta go, because you aren't staying on me. And I resisted that. You have to resist it. I've got things right now in my life that the devil wants to say, oh, this is it. You know what I tell him, Dale? This ain't it. This is one more thing that you will not have victory over in my life. See, this is one more place, devil, where you wrong. And not only are you wrong, but you dead wrong. This ain't doing me in, Mama Kay. Devil, this is making me. It's not doing me in. It's building me up. See, I've gone on long enough in Jesus. I know that when I feel weak, when I feel stressed, when I feel broken, I know that there's nothing stronger in me besides the living God that I serve. The living God that I've said, God, I'll answer the call. God, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. All you got to do is say the word. See, you're not going to give God your life and let Him let you down. He's not letting you down. He's in it with you. If you in a battle today, He's in that with you. But don't be mad at Him when He says, now look, I'm not just going to pick you up out of the battle and plop you over out of the battle. There's sometimes you got to learn how to be able to fight. Now the problem is that some of us have been fighting about it the wrong way. And the biggest problem with fighting about it the wrong way, honestly, is the fact that it's going to wear you out spiritually. See, you can handle it the world's way, or Jody, you can handle it God's way. The problem with the devil's way and the world's way is that it's going to wear you out. The book of Luke says, take heed to yourself, lest your heart be overcharged. It's like a battery. You keep plugging it in. Every time it goes just a little bit empty, and it's going to get itself overcharged. And before too long, it just ain't going to work. See, you keep handling things the way the world would handle them, you're going to get your heart overcharged. And then a tiny little problem, you may get a flat tire or something, and all that just breaks you over to the deep end. You get your heart overcharged, and you can't even handle little life issues that come up. Life issues are going to come up. That's what they do. But God's in this with you, and He's in it to make you win it. But there is a battle. Stop naming it everything else besides what it is. It's a battle. Aunt Patty, sometimes there's no other way than to fight it. I've learned not to fight battles that God didn't want me fighting. Oh, my word, have I learned that. But let me tell you something, Mama Mary. I've learned to be able to hear God. And when He says, you fight this battle, I've learned to just run for it head on. Because that's what it takes. My mama cried when I went to kindergarten on my first day. She said, Kelly? I knew you was just going to run to that bus and turn around and not want to go and cry and carry on, and you'd want your mama. Look here. I was ready. I want to know if you're ready today. See, there ain't no looking back and crying and wanting your mama. There ain't no looking back at all. It's head on, in it to win it. Mama Kay, that bus came up. I ran up that driveway and I never looked back. And when I got home from school that day, she was crying, Dale. And I said, Mama, what are you crying over? She goes, you didn't even look back. I'm going to tell you what. God's helping you right now. But there's nothing worse than somebody that keeps looking back at what they think that they lost, at what they think that was taken from them. I have a very strong sense in here this morning that there's people under the sound of my voice that you feel like you've been gypped. You feel like something's been taken from you. You feel like you're getting the short end of the stick. I want to tell you today to get your act together. God would never let you come up short. God would never let you pull that short stick. I want you to get a hold of yourself and I want you to stir yourself because see, God's got victory for you. You got to stop feeling sorry for yourself long enough to catch the vision that His ways, they're higher. Amen. Mama Kay, I was sitting the other day at work and I was looking out the window. Miss Kayla, you pay attention to this because God wants to tell it to you. I was sitting out there. I was just looking out that window and I was having a female moment. I was just, oh, stuff was getting to me in a way. And I said, God, I just didn't think this is how my life was going to go. God, why have you let certain things happen? And I was looking out that window. And God said to me, Kelly, first of all, clean the window. You looking out a life's window, that window was filthy. It had dirt all over it, cobwebs, everything, spiders. And here I am looking out a dirty window feeling sorry for myself. That's what some of us are doing up in this place. We're looking out a dirty window and God's saying, now look what you're seeing. Your heart is deceiving you because these things, they're not always how they look. They're almost never how they look. But the devil likes to get you to thinking that everything is at face value. Everything is not at face value. Very few things are at face value. He said, Kelly, clean the window. Look at it again. Because the way you're looking at this is not the way that it is. Now you get to looking out this window and you get to looking at it the right way. Because see, here you're feeling defeated. I've given you victory. Here you are feeling alone. I've got people. All the men, if I had to call from the east, the north, the south, and the west, they'd be there to back you. See, that's how God is. He loves you. God ain't left you. God's right there with you. Alrighty. Next place for me is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 14. And it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand. See? There's a stand that you have to take. It's in order so He can do everything else that He needs to do. But standing is the first step. You got to be willing to stand. On the days where we feel like breaking, we have to be solid. We have to say, I'm going to stand because, God, I know that's what you're calling me to do. Things in your life that look a certain way, they're not that way. The devil's making it look a certain way, and it's just not that way. You are not defeated. This is not the time that's going to do you in. The problem that you have is not bigger than God. I'm asking each one of you to shake yourself, to get out of your own head, stop thinking in a way that God said, now look here, look what I've made you. Look how far I've taken you. Stop thinking that way. You are the head and you're not the tail. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. See, the devil is a schemer. He's always scheming. He's always looking to see what he can tear up. That's just what he does. And the Christian has to know that. Why, Aunt Patty? So we don't get all in a tizzy when he starts scheming on us. Devil be scheming. You ever met a schemer? And you think, do they do anything else besides scheme on folks? Look here, the devil is a schemer. And you're a child of God. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, see, there's lots of times where evil just comes to you. You going about, you doing what you know is right. And the devil will put a fiery dart right there to ruin your day. It's just how it happens. Brother Donnie, we just got to grin and bear it. We got to tell the devil where to go. And everybody can do that on a good day. I'm talking about the days that it's a struggle. Where you're tempted to just throw in the towel. Where you're discouraged. One of the very biggest weapons that the devil uses is discouragement. Because if the devil can get you discouraged, he can get you to not walk in your calling. The devil tries to get me discouraged all the time. You know what, Angel? I've come too far for that. I've come too far to look back and be an insecure little woman. We just come too far for that. God asks me every day, Kelly, are you in it to win it? God, yes, I am. God, when I feel broken, I'm still in it to win it. There's been many times where I've come in here, I've put a smile on my face, and I've just been feeling like I'm just dying from the inside out. I want to tell you, it's those days. It's those days that I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that my Redeemer, He lives because He's living up in here. In those broken moments where I feel like, oh my God, help me. I've been in my kitchen sink for days calling on the name of God to come up in here and save some things that's going wrong. God ain't left. God's saying, Kelly, this is growing you. You're going to grow past some things. But I want to tell you, God loves you. God knows what you're going through. God ain't left you. God is working on some things that you just can't even see. There's things that, Heather, if we knew them right now, that God was working on for us, it would really freak us out. We'd be thinking, "Now I just don't know about that. I mean, really?" And He's going, "Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're just the woman for that. You're just the man for that. You got it." So stand firm then, When the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And then when you've done everything to stand, stand firm. We like to overthink some things. And really what it amounts to is, Miss Deborah, sometimes the only thing left to do is to just stand. Sometimes we fight a battle for so long and it just feels like a permanent thing. And we get weary and we get discouraged. Nothing is permanent. Nothing. Sometimes the only thing left to do is to just stand there as firmly as you can and wait on God. God's coming to the situation. He's already there. He's turning it around. There's vindication for some of y'all in here that God's about to deliver on. You've asked God many times, why did they get away with that? Why were they able to do that to me? Why did I get hurt so badly in that? Let me tell you something. Vindication is mine, saith the Lord of hosts, I will repay. You just got to stand. And you know what? When there's a battle and the battle's got to be had, don't act like some little girl. God's given you dominion. He's given you authority. You just have that battle because it's God behind you that's holding you up every time. God said He would never leave you nor forsake you, that He'd always be with you, and He's with you right up here in this moment. But you can't tuck your tail and run. What happens when we do that? Well, just from my own experience, it comes around again. You know, I've tucked my tail and ran from some things. You know what happened, Dale? They came right back around again. And I've had to just say, you know what? I'm tired of tucking my tail and running. God's word says, now try me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven. The windows of heaven are not just for money. People are very shallow when it comes to certain verses being talked about in church. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to dance around money, and I ain't all about money. If you got a problem with money, that's a problem between you and God. Now get it right. But let me tell you something. He said, try me and see if I now will not open the windows of heaven. What's coming out of the windows of heaven? His vindication, His glory, His making that wrong that was wrong to you. He's making it right. God does not let His children be slighted, but what does He want from His children? He wants them to stand. I mean, Angel, if we got Junior and Colton and all, we're going to do everything for them. We say, now look here, you just stand right there. And if they can't even do that, I'm going to get irritated. Amen. There comes a point you got to stand there. There comes a point where you ain't timid over the fact that there's a battle going to be had. Because at the end of the day, as long as you read your word and you know what it says, you know that you're coming out on top. I'm not telling you it's not going to be uncomfortable. I'm not telling you that it won't get you sometimes in a state of mind. But that's why the Bible says renew your mind. Your mind has to constantly be renewed. You have to constantly take those thoughts captive, because those thoughts, they're setting their self up against the knowledge of God. The thought, Sonia, when it comes, it tries to say, now I know that God's word says that you'd be victorious, but no, it's taking you down. See, those things, they put their self up against the word of God. That's what they do. That's why you need to know the word of God to cast those thoughts down. To hold them captive. A weapon for you in a battle is God's word. Some of us feel in a certain way because we ain't been in that Word. Get in your Word. You struggling with something? Read your Bible. What does it say about it? James chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You want something but don't get it. You kill and covet but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask God, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? That's a very strong thing. Now, I didn't say it. The Word of God said it. I'm going to repeat it. Some things messing up in your life. God said, save the sinner. Save them. Help them. Look here. They should not be your best friend. You got to get them saved. You got to get them that healing that they need to be taking place in their soul. Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture says without reason that the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely? But He gives us more grace. And that is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. So submit yourselves then to God and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Now, that's a very strong thing to say. But you have to think about what you're really wanting from God. Sometimes God's will is not our way. And our way, when we don't get our way, we like to act out. Evan tells me, Aunt Kelly, I feel like bucking you just a little bit today. I feel like misbehaving. Just letting you know. I feel like being mouthy. You know what I tell him? He's a lot bigger than me. I look him in his eyes and I said, now, bud, it ain't happening. See? God says you've got the dominion. As long as you're saying what God's telling you to say, you got it. You got to say so. What is God telling you to say? Is He telling you to say to that mountain, now be removed, be ye cast down? See, you got to know what God's telling you to say. You know what God's telling me to say in my battle? Kelly, it's not by might. It's not by power, but it's by my Spirit. You point your fingers to everything that ain't going right, to the things that people are doing that is cold-blooded sin, and you don't be afraid to point your finger in their face and tell them they're sinning. See, that doesn't fill church pews. Do I want church pews filled? Absolutely. But not if it doesn't get them to heaven after we fill the church pew. Last place for me is 1 Peter chapter 5 and verses 6 through 11. And it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. God is lifting us up. That thing that feels like it's overtaking you, like it's always going to be there, like you're always going to hurt over that, like you're always going to struggle over that, like you're always going to be upset over that, like it'll always be there. God's saying, nothing is permanent. I'm going to lift you up. sometimes to lift something up takes a little bit longer than a split second. Why? Because other people are involved, and sometimes people don't want to act right the first time. It's just life. Have we always acted right the first time? No. There's people connected to our situations. They ain't acting right. You know what? Love them anyways. Just because somebody's not acting the way that you want to doesn't mean that you give them the cold shoulder and the silent treatment. To see, we've tried that and it didn't work, right? That don't work. God's grace, it works. Every time. Cast all of your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. He really cares for you. If you pack down with anxiety all over your back today, God's saying, just give that to me. I'll take that. Because I didn't send my Son to die on a cross for you to ever feel that way. I'll take it. But you got to hand it over. Anxiety is a killer. It'll get you in a paralyzed state where you feel like you can't do nothing else but be all anxietied up. Be all overtaken with the problem that you feel like is bigger than God. There's not a problem that's bigger than God. God's God alone. He's bigger than anything that you're facing. He's bigger than anything that you'll ever face. I'm asking y'all to know who you are today. I'm asking you to know that God's word is true and that you've got everything it takes to fight the battle. You're not losing. You're winning. There's no other way. Cast all of your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. And be self-controlled and alert because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion for someone to devour. Now it says, like a roaring lion. You notice, it doesn't say that he is. It says that the devil just goes around acting like he's something. You see, in a lot of churches, a lot of people, they just act like they're halfway Christians. See, that don't fly here. The number one reason it don't fly is because you'll be very uncomfortable with the type of style that I preach. You'll be very uncomfortable. The devil just walks around like that. He isn't a roaring lion. We got to know the difference. And we got to know who we are. Resist him in standing firm in the faith because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. You are not the only one that's going through something like what you're going through. The devil wants you to feel lonely. The devil wants you to make you feel like you're the only one that's ever had that problem that you're facing right now. You're not. There's people all over the planet having those same struggles. The struggle is very real, and so is God. But God's word says, don't feel like everybody else is not going through that because they are. And I'm telling you what to do about it. And it says, and the God of all grace who called you to His eternal glory in Christ after you have suffered a little while will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. So to Him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Now, if my sweet husband, Pastor Jeremy, would turn us on some music and make his way up here, let me tell you what's going on. God's meeting folks right where they at today. It ain't just Pastor Kelly. As many times as y'all can see Pastor Kelly and Brother Jeremy, Pastor Jeremy up here together, that's what you're going to see. You know why? Because it's important. It's important that your pastors be at the front of this church speaking the last blessing over you on Sunday morning. Because I know very well that when you go out of here, the devil's going to start in on your mind again. I'm asking you to resist. Because God's got something better. And I'm asking you to take it. It's there for the taking. I'm asking you to stand and know who you are. And I'm asking you to take it. See, if it's your family that's in a backslidden state, I'm asking you to take that family back by the power that God gave you. If y'all stand to your feet, I'm going to pray a blessing. Lord God, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you for every single person, Lord, that's in your house today. God, I thank you that you're making them the head, God, and not the tail. And right now, I speak to every battle, and I tell it to come under the word of God. I tell every heart in here right now to be encouraged right now. And Satan, I'm telling you to get off of the Lord's kids. Right now, in Jesus' name, God, I thank you for every last one of them. And God, right now, I invite your peace, God, that passes all understanding, to come over their hearts, to come over their minds, and to come under the word of God, Lord, that you've given us today. And God, I thank you for your victory, God, because that's what you've got for each and every one of us here, Lord. And we thank you, God, and we give you the praise, and we give you the glory for it, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.